A new technology called CRISPR allows scientists to turn off certain genes in a plant or animal. Its applications range from human medicine to plant breeding, but it's already mired in controversy. Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer gives us a hands-on look at CRISPR.
In a lab at George Washington University, Arnold Martin welcomes visitors with a video that shows a variety of butterflies with different colors and patterns on their wings. The CRISPR technology has helped Martin and his group identify a gene that affects wing appearance.
So what we do with CRISPR is nothing fancy. We don't do genome editing or, you know, detailed surgery. We just break genes.
That break switches off a precise gene function in a butterfly egg, ultimately changing how the wings look. The work is helping Martin's research group explore questions about evolution and development. On this day, they're letting a bunch of science writers try CRISPR. First, we get a small dish with a bunch of butterfly eggs. They're not microscopic. With a naked eye, you can see the tiny bluish dots. A close-up view through a microscope reveals they are, in fact, egg-shaped. We're instructed to nudge them gently with a glass rod until they stand on one end.
I have destroyed more eggs in interesting ways.
See, I did pretty well.
Yeah, you did.
When I finally get a few eggs in the right position, I take the dish to a different scope. This one is connected to an electric needle full of a reddish fluid. It contains Cas9, the protein tool that is the heart of CRISPR, and something called guide RNA. Grad student Vincent Figurata explains what they do.
The guide RNA is the specific directional vector that will, you know, direct the Cas9 to the specific site in the DNA to cut there.
Figurata says the DNA repairs itself around the cut, and then the egg continues otherwise normal development. There's no loud outcry against this CRISPR work with butterflies, but in November, a Chinese scientist announced he'd used CRISPR to alter DNA in human embryos. His goal? To protect a set of twins from AIDS. Colleagues decried his disregard for the peer review process and questioned the truth of his claim, but scientists and ethicists were left fearing the pending arrival of designer babies, genetically altered in utero to suit their parents' desire. No such high stakes for me here, but the same concept is at play. I struggle a bit getting the egg positioned.
My needle is not really in the same plane as my egg.
Research assistant Chris Day comes to my assistance.
Right now I have the needle touching the genes.
I tap the foot pedal and watch through the microscope as red goo oozes into the tiny egg. Martin uses this lab exercise in a class that also spends time discussing bioethics and appropriate uses for the technology.
What I'm telling the students is always to think about several levels of consequences,
such as how a change will affect future generations of a species. If used responsibly, Martin says CRISPR could help solve many challenges, including in agriculture.
But if you want to feed the planet 9 billion people, I think we will benefit from accelerated domestication, from engineering crops so they are less demanding in terms of resource, they're less vulnerable to pests, so less waste, better use of land, and so on.
CRISPR's use in plant breeding is a bit less controversial, as seeds can be made sterile, so genetic changes don't persist into offspring. Agriculture companies already have their eyes on it. Bayer Crop Science President Liam Condon was in Des Moines this fall.
It's a development that we're very excited about.
He says this time companies want the public to understand upfront the value of a new technology.
One of the issues that we've always had with GMO technology is that the benefits are very clear for the grower, for the farmer, but they're not so clear for the consumer.
He's confident CRISPR's potential to remove food allergens or boost nutritional quality will appeal broadly. What worries him more is how different governments will approach regulating the technology.
It is important that there's kind of a consistent regulatory framework to ensure international trade with whatever is developed using CRISPR-Cas9.
GMOs taught the industry that important lesson after different approval timelines held up overseas deliveries of some U.S. crops. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.